This is Phil Ferrand. This is a special edition. And I am driving home. Okay, here's the deal. This is going to be a short one. And you are sitting in the passenger seat today, which is the reason I've sloshed all the way off to the left. It has been an exciting week. By the way, the reason you're sloshed all the way off to the left is because my son-in-law borrows this for some of his podcasting. I actually talked him into using it once, and after he used it and heard the audio that comes out of it, he went, "That's pretty nice." I said, "Listen, man, you can borrow it every week." Well, this week I was running late, and so he couldn't get it to me directly, and so he was at home, and I'm missing the little foam insert that I normally put in the car to make it face me directly. So anyways, it's actually in the passenger seat this time, so we'll see how this works out. But it'll be fine. It'll be great. It is episode 70. Woohoo! So anyways, this will also be a shortened edition of the podcast because I have been working like crazy this week, doing interviews with people and writing up or getting outlines started for them and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm doing this business process analysis stuff, and we are producing word outlines that people then fill in. Well, we are well over 500 at this point. So there is a lot of work getting done. But it means I've had to stay a little later to stay ahead of some of the actual work, which has kind of thrown me later on some of my other schedules. And so I was supposed to be out to pick up the recorder like at 5 o'clock to drive back to my clients and then drive home from there, since that's what I always do. But today I drove to my kid's house and now I'm driving straight home from there. So this is going to be like a 10-minute podcast. So I will talk fast. Everything is going fine. It's good. Everything's good. There's an interesting collusion of little things, and I forgot to shut off my phone as well. And this is my wife. I'm going to silence that. I will call her back in 5 minutes. 5 or 10 minutes. So anyways, let's see, what was I saying? Oh, it's interesting how life kind of colludes every once in a while. Hi, sweetie, I'm having my podcast, so I'll call you back in a little bit. Okay, see you, bye. So anyways, it's interesting. I was going to silence it and turn down the volume on stuff, and then I hit the wrong button. So then I was very blessed and happy to talk to my wife for a moment. Anyway, so it's interesting how life colludes sometimes, because I was up walking around in this area of my clients that I'm doing the business process stuff for, and out of the blue, this lady's up there and she says, "Do you shop at Walmart?" And I said, "Yes, I do." She said, "Do you always like buy the organic stuff?" And I said, "Well, you know, I try to buy stuff that's more local and more organic." "I thought that was you." And so we talked for a little bit. Anyway, so flash forward. That was like last week. Flash forward to this week. And I was in Walmart again Saturday morning. And I saw her and I waved and said, "Hey." You know, so because she was in there early morning on Saturday, which is when I shop. And there was another man in there. And I didn't realize they were husband and wife for a minute. And so he was getting some fruit and I was getting some stuff. And if anyone kind of gets close to my sphere at Walmart, I say hello. And so I was picking up some fruit. I said, "How are you today, sir?" And he said, "I'm good." He said, "How are you?" And I said, "You know, I can't complain." And he bust out laughing. And he said, "You know, it doesn't do much good, does it?" I said, "Really? It doesn't do much good. You are absolutely right." Well, a couple of days later, I was in Blockbuster Rental, and same thing happened. Somebody said, "How you doing?" I said, "You know, I can't complain." And the clerk that was behind the counter, I had talked to him months ago when I was doing no complaint thing with the wristbands and moving the wristband back and forth. Complaint-free world. Look it up on Google. I did that. It was a very good exercise. A complaint-free world. And so I had been talking to them about that when I was doing it. And he said, "Well, you're kind of over that whole complaining thing, aren't you?" I said, "You know," I said, "sometimes it sneaks out but I'm doing my best to be over it. I said it was a very good exercise to go through, and I've discovered there's just not really much value in complaining. So I said I really do try just to, you know, move forward. It's good. So I'm talking to him, and I said, you know, besides that, really, I said, when you look at some other people's lives, I really don't have much to complain about. And I asked him, I said, do you see the full face transplant guy? And he said, no. So I was pulling out my phone to show him the pictures of the man who just had the first full face transplant. I mean, these are amazing pictures. And so I was working on finding that. Well, then another man walked up who apparently had just cut the lawn outside Blockbusters and was getting his invoice signed off. And so he was, you know, and he was sweaty and stuff. And so the clerk was just kind of making conversation. And he said, so, pretty hot out there today, huh? And the guy just starts talking about how hot it is. And, you know, how the sun is out. And just this spewing of complaints. Oh, you know, it's really bad. Comes out of this guy, and I'm just, like, looking at my phone and smiling, you know, just letting him finish whatever he was having to complain about. You know, I just kind of just let him go and stuff, and I'd smile every once in a while because I'm still looking for these pictures on my phone. And, I mean, this guy's going on and on about how bad this is and how, you know, the business is too hot. It's this, that, the other. And I don't realize who the guy is at first. And so I'm just kind of smiling, nodding. The clerk is kind of smiling and nodding, trying to, you know, kind of commiserate with him a little bit, going, And then I look down and I see that this is a lawn care business. And a little later, it just got to the place where it struck me funny because I thought, okay, so here is the guy in the lawn care business, and he's complaining about the fact that it's sunny and humid. And I'm thinking, buddy, you know, if it's sunny and humid, and we've had some rain here, and then more sun, a little rain, more sun, that makes the grass grow. That means you have a job. It's not really that bad, is it? But anyway, so he finished complaining. He left. And then I found the pictures. I found the pictures for the frill face transplant. And so I turn them over and I show them to this clerk. And he looks at him and his eyes kind of get bigger and his mouth drops open. He says, you know, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I said, no, they're doing a pretty good job. He said, so they just like went in and put all the muscles and other things. I said, yeah, supposedly they knit all the nerves back in and everything. And he said, you know, my life's pretty good. I said, that's my philosophy. I look at this and go, wow, you know, I've had a pretty good day. I told him at that point, and I can't remember whether I've actually ever said this on the podcast, but many years ago, I kind of got to the place where I didn't do too much complaining about my job anymore, because I was looking through National Geographic, and I flipped across this picture that had somewhere around six burly, manly men with their shirts off, striking a pose, and each one had his elbow, like his elbow, right elbow, raised above his head. And for each one, there were these matronly women who had their noses stuck in these guys' armpits. And I'm looking at this picture, trying to make sense of it, and I start reading the captions. And the captions indicate that these women are deodorant testers. And I'm looking at this picture and I'm thinking, you know, my job isn't so bad. I don't have to stand around all day smelling men's armpits. And kind of ever since that, I've thought, I'm doing okay. You know, whatever kind of my job is, it's okay. We are doing just fine. I had a frightening thought that I hadn't actually hit play there for a minute, but I had, it's recording. I just wanted to check. Anyway, so I'm grabbing my mail. I am supposed to turn around and head straight back in. Oh, my wife must have got the mail. Head straight back in after I change and grab a quick bite to eat so that my daughter and I can start recording some knit clips for Knit Central tonight. She is coming off her maternity leave, and so we're starting to stockpile knit clips again, and we'll be starting to release them one a day here pretty soon. Maybe a couple more weeks once we kind of get stockpiled up, 30 of them. So anyways, all in all, it has been a great week. Some of the things have pushed me a little harder than I thought I was going to be pushed, but you know what? That is okay. We have had fun. Everything has moved forward. We are coming along on all the projects, and it's good. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.